The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, owner of Ascent Dental Solutions, with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank our podcast company, David Wolf, and his team. Without their expertise, these podcasts would never turn out as well as they do. I also want to give special thanks to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, and Vocal Supply Company. Without their support, these podcasts would be very difficult. As you know, we've had well over 200 podcasts, and every time I do a podcast, I learn something. But tonight in particular, I was very excited to bring to our listeners two experts, two CEOs, Eric Bisica, which is the CEO of Planet BDS, and Woodrop Inham, who's the CEO of Overjet. These two companies have recently merged, and in my opinion, in full disclosure, I am a client of Planet BDS and have been for probably at least 15 years. But with full disclosure, let's introduce the experts. Eric, Wooda, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I know how busy you both are. Let's start off, Eric, by telling me a little bit about your Planet DDS and the recent merger with Overjet.
Sure. Thanks very much for having me, Dr. Goff. So one clarification, I apologize. I should have caught this earlier. We've not actually done a merger. I would love to do a merger with Overjet, but just to be clear, a partnership from an AI perspective. So the two companies are independent, but we recently launched it into the market with pretty significant interest and fanfare, an integrated overlay solution between our XP Web imaging product and Overjet's pathology AI that allows them to allows you to detect things like bone loss and caries. And it's been super well received, particularly from a DSO and an independent dental practice perspective when it comes to identifying areas of treatment. And Wada can explain, I'm sure, better than I can, all of the benefits of doing overlays and looking at pathologies. But what we're so excited about is it all exists within a viewer. For us, it's XP Web, which providers and clinicians are operating in every day, such that you just need to click a button. And on the x-ray that you would share with the patient, you can see all the pathologies demonstrated directly within the viewer itself.
Wadra, can you tell me a little bit about Overjet? Educate our listeners. To be quite honest with you, it's a company that I personally was not familiar with until I did my own research, and I was very impressed. But can you tell our listeners what your company is doing and what sets it apart and how it can help our dental profession?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kevin. So at Overjet, we're using dental AI, which is dental artificial intelligence, to understand dental data, similar to how dentists would look at it, but being able to process it through computers rather than through humans. So think about it as we have trained computer models, which can understand x-rays similar to how dentists understand disease on them, the tooth numbers, et cetera, and then be able to produce those results anytime, very fast, and across significant amount of data. And that helps us not only help provide dentists with a better diagnosis, or dentists provide a better diagnosis using Overjet, but also they help improve the patient care and experience by providing a more comprehensive diagnosis, as well as communicating more effectively with patients. So we're working with providers to help them improve their practice performance or clinical performance. And we also, you know, are very excited to have this partnership with Planet DDS, because this is something that our joint customers have always wanted as well, where being able to have a seamless workflow when they look at their images and the AI that is helping them diagnose more effectively.
Wardra, a follow-up question for you. I don't even want to come across as even a minor minorly knowledgeable in artificial intelligence, but my understanding is the more data that's given to the computer software, the more accurate it is. So has Overjet as a company, are you just looking at thousands and thousands of periapicals, panoramic surveys, cephalometric radiographs to build the data? How did Overjet get this initial information to feed to its software to make more and more timely, efficient, and accurate diagnosis?
And here we've already analyzed millions of x-rays, and with our tools, we're also serving dental organizations that are serving, you know, more than 75 million patients. So we have a huge footprint, although, of course, we're still new in the space. So we've learned from significant amount of data, but also we've analyzed now significant amount of data, and that helps us improve our models and get better every time we ingest things that we have never seen before. And we also work across the entire ecosystem here with payers and providers, and that helps us look at all different kinds of data, whether it is patients of different age, demographics, or different types of sensors, where it might be digital sensors, it might even be films, etc. So we're able to analyze significant amount of information and have already analyzed millions of x-rays and serving huge organizations which are helping provide better care to their patients.
Eric, this partnership with Overjet, how do you see this setting Planet DDS, Denticon, in a whole different realm? I already, in my own personal belief, in my opinion, feel that your company has done an outstanding job for me personally over the years. But how does this set your company even further apart from perhaps other competitors? Or if the dentists listening are considering a cloud-based system, what do you see as some huge advantages with this sort of partnership between these two companies?
Yep. So I think this is really just the first step in terms of how AI can help practices run better or diagnose better or treat better. The first step is identifying within a radiograph some of the pathologies that can help people or help dentists identify areas of treatment. There's a lot of additional use cases as we deepen the partnership where we can start looking at ways where we can identify a lot of treatment that may have been missed. We can help individual dentists determine almost pre-visit what specific treatments or might be suggested based on old radiographs. We can look at a bunch of radiographs and we can communicate with patients about treatment that may have been diagnosed by the radiograph but never scheduled. And there's lots of things on the payer side, which I think Overjet is particularly strong on in terms of figuring out from radiographs whether claims will be accepted, and even as far, and you know, it's getting a little bit probably ahead of ourselves, figuring out ways where we can determine before we submit a claim whether or not something will be accepted and potentially even pay in advance of payment of the claim. So there's a lot of cool stuff that's still to kind of be developed and worked through as part of a partnership between Overjet and Planet DDS and Denticon. But I think it's the depth of all of the models that Overjet is putting together and the system of record or access that that people have within Denticon, XVWeb, and our other products that are going to allow us to utilize some of the AI models in ways that are truly useful for the user, because that's where they reside most of the day.
Eric, can you just take our listeners through the actual implementation? Mr. and Mrs. Smith come into my office, whether it's a full series of radiographs, whether it's a Panorex, whether it's an individual periapical, the image is taken, the image is stored on Planet DDS, and how is the Planet DDS user or Denticon user, how do they integrate that? What happens next?
Great question. So once the image is taken and brought up, we pass the image through what's called an API over to Overjet. So Overjet then has a copy of the image. Overjet will run the model, their models, various models on that image, identify the areas of pathologies, and return back what's called a JSON file, which is basically a plot of specific points that will show you caries. It will show you bone loss. So as a user, you'll open up the image, you'll click a button, you'll highlight the pathology you want to see, and then the pathologies will be visible directly overlaid onto the x-ray. And you can toggle between things like bone loss, caries, and such.
And a follow-up question for our listeners. When the dentist receives this image or the dentist has taken this image, my question is are we providing additional data, the sex, the age, the history? Is there a background or is Overjet simply analyzing the image and making recommendations based on that image? Or are they tying a medical history or dental history and background to that image?
So maybe I can speak for what we do today, and Wardo, maybe you can talk about what the future might hold because you probably have some thoughts. So today we do pass over basic, what are called demographic or metadata, primarily around specific FDA clearance. So we are, I think Overjet is permitted to provide pathologies for certain patients and certain demographics. So they need to know that in order to be able to pass data back for only those patients that they have approval. But Wardo, do you have some thoughts on kind of future state metadata type stuff that might be interesting in terms of tying the medical history and such?
Absolutely. So here, one is the image overlays that we provide. The other is some of the recommendations that we might provide based on other information of what has been charted and what has not been charted before, or depending on the age group in general, or the treatments that have been done in the past. So we do take in that information and use different criteria based on, say, you know, if it has to deal with periodontal disease, it might be AB's criteria on periodontal disease, and using these criteria to help provide insights to dentists around the care that they're providing. And of course, in the end, the dentist is the final decision maker. They can utilize that information in different ways that they want to use it. But that's information that they find helpful in the diagnosis that they provide.
And Wardo, at this point, my understanding is the main focus right now is periodontal disease, tooth decay or caries, and radiographic interpretation. Those are the three areas. Is there something from a business acumen that Overjet can also provide? Are there other areas besides those three diagnostic categories?
Yeah, so we've there are some models that are being tested right now around. So I think the other things that are cleared from the FDA is also calculus being one. We've also in our studies there were tooth numbers, etc. that went into play here as well. But just in general, you know, we are. There is periapical radiolucencies in testing right now. We can also look at root canals and see how the root canal treatment has been done. So there are different models that are being tested using an IRB protocol and will be coming into for commercial use very soon.
And Eric, just as a follow-up, are there additional fees associated, or is this part of the overall Planet DDS package, or these add-on software acquisitions that a practice like mine can participate in? How does that actually work?
Yeah, there is an add-on fee to use. So if you're using XVWeb, which is our capture and viewer software, you can add on the overlay, what we're calling AI-enabled XVWeb, partnered with Overjet, for an additional fee. And the reason why is that there's quite a bit actually of processing cost. AI models are complex. It costs money to transfer the images. Images are sometimes large. And so there's a real cost associated with that. So there is a nominal increase. If a customer is not using our XVWeb, we will bundle that in the XVWeb subscription such that it's pretty interesting and attractive for people to use. But I think, and Wardo can speak to this, like the amount of treatment that these offices are uncovering just by having a second opinion, and the objectivity that I think is introduced chairside with patients around treatment acceptance, more than makes up for any nominal increase in subscription cost.
Wardo or Eric, either one of you, just so I'm clear on it, the image is taken and the image is sent. This potential diagnosis, this recommendation or evaluation, whether it's caries, periodontal, radiographic, or a combination, is there a time delay? In other words, the image is taken today. Is the report reviewed instantaneously? Does it occur over 24 hours? How does that actually work?
I would say it's more near real time, where, as the images get taken, the hygienist takes the x-rays as they get uploaded. So it will be near real time. It isn't 0 seconds, but it isn't, it is the next day as well. So it's convenient enough for the, as the dentist looks at the data already has markups. And I think, Kevin, I'll just clarify here a little more from the practice point of view. Here, if you're using XP Web, you can just switch on this feature, and just from the user's point of view, these markups disappear. It shouldn't be thought of as a lot of the other stuff happens in the back end, and the user doesn't get to see all the complexity that's going on. All they see is now the x-rays can appear with or without markups, and they can choose to use them, whether to make a more comprehensive diagnosis or to communicate with the patients, or turn them off if they're trying to see what the raw x-ray look like. So it's an optionality there, which definitely helps the hygienist as well. So not only the dentist, but also the hygienist who's taking the information. If they need to redo something, or they're looking at it and they need to, while they're waiting for the dentist, and be able to communicate with the dentist more effectively as well, especially when you think about bone loss, when you're looking at it subjectively or just eyeballing, one person might think there's bone loss, another person might not think there's bone loss. In this case, we're measuring. So think of it as a ruler, which is measuring automatically and saying there's 4 millimeters of bone level. And you can keep that threshold in your practice, saying, okay, anything above 3 millimeters, we might treat it. And that really helps the communication between the patient and the hygienist and the dentist, and the dentist and the patient as well. And that really changes how patients accept the treatments or understand what the disease that they have, so that they are better informed and better able to act on what the dentist is recommending them.
And just a follow-up question again to either Eric or yourself, but when you say a markup, is there a digital or a narrative that goes with this? In other words, the periapical is sent, there's a radiolucency. Is there an actual narrative that says this looks like a periodontal endodontic lesion, and that lesion appears to be growing and active? Is there an actual narrative that goes with the report, or are these just points that a dentist makes an analysis based on those markup points? Can you explain that in a little more detail for us?
The way to think about it, Kevin, is these markups, think of these as outlines or measurements. So if we are talking about a caries lesion, it's basically outlining that caries lesion. So the patient can see what the dentist is talking about. So pre-overjet's markups, what will happen is the dentist is probably pointing at a radiolucency, and the patient does not understand what the dentist is saying because they see radiolucencies everywhere, because it's a gray, black, white x-ray, and everything looks like gray, black, and white. They haven't been trained to understand what radiolucencies are caries lesions and what radiolucencies are not. But if you're using AI on XV Web, you're seeing that outlined lesion so that it's very visible, which you could probably still, Kevin, do with a tool where you might want to sketch that out for that patient. But this is happening all automatically. And whether it's a very tiny lesion or a larger lesion, it's coming to life. And that really helps the patients look at what the dentist is pointing to, or in the case of measurements or bone levels, it's actually a measurement that is being overlaid on the x-ray, which helps a patient understand what the dentist is saying, and then, of course, be better informed to make the best decision for themselves as well.
And does that also go, these markups, for periapical pathology? In other words, there's a radiolucency at the apex of tooth number 29. Is this artificial intelligence able to say, this is actually pathology, or this is the mental foramina? Is that software that intelligent that it can distinguish from a natural anatomical appearance to a pathology type of appearance?
That's, I would say, what the beauty of deep learning is, this particular kind of artificial intelligence that Overjet utilizes, which learns from dentist input. So what we've done is we've used x-rays and provided them to dentists to input that information. And it's literally learning, you know, the same way, Kevin, you probably learned in school when they told you, okay, this is real pathology, this is just anatomy. Now the machine is also learning that. And over time, it has seen enough different variations where every time, say, you saw a lesion, you pointed it out, it knows when you're not calling that pathology as well. So it learns from it and such that it can differentiate between any radiolucency or radiolucency of concern.
Well, I want to say to you that this is my 40th year in practice. And in the early 1980s, I had a sensation of these MSOs and DSOs in the development, in the coalescence of dental offices. And I felt with my heart that that was going to be something big in dentistry. And I call it luck or just great intuition. But right now, I felt this way about artificial intelligence. My brother is a board-certified radiologist, and I know from his research and his large company that this is not going to go away, and it has a tremendous impact on medicine and dentistry. My particular interest, obviously, is dentistry, and I think you're both on a phenomenal track. I can't thank you both enough for taking time for tonight's podcast. Eric, is there a way for those listeners, if they want to reach out and get more information about Planet DDS and how Overjet can help, is there a website? Is there some way, an easy way that you could tell our listeners to say, look at Google us today and make an appointment for one of your sales representatives to speak and get this thing moving for our profession?
Just visit our website at planetdds.com and click a request a demo form. Just enter some basic information and we'll get back to you. Or you can just email us at sales@planetdds.com and we'll have somebody reach out and show it to you. It's really cool, and I think it's better seen than probably explained. And so we would love the opportunity to jointly show it to anybody who's interested.
Well, I want to thank you both again. And if possible, I'd love to have you back. To me, what I see from a business standpoint is the tremendous efficiency and improvement in time, not just for your team members, but for your patients, that ability to just see things almost instantaneously and make the educational and decision process as efficient as possible. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. I'm owner of Ascent Dental Solutions. I want to thank our two guests tonight for their time and their expertise and how they're trying to help our profession. I want to give a shout out again to our sponsors, Henry Schein, Patterson, and Vocal. And I look forward to speaking to you in the very near future. Thank you all. Have a great evening. And I appreciate you listening this evening.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.